Amit Bhasin, Washington State University. Have you ever seen a polar bear in a desert? I can anticipate what you are thinking. Has he gone mad? How is it possible? That's not where a polar bear belongs. How is he even going to survive in the scorching heat? Well, maybe that's why my polar bear is so upset and lost, because he cannot find his favorite food, the ringed and bearded seals from the Arctic. The picture of the polar bear signifies the importance of natural habitat to an organism and how it plays a central role in one's survival by providing him the adequate environment. And like this polar bear, my crop, Northern High Bush blueberries in eastern Washington, is experiencing a similar situation. For centuries, blueberries have evolved on acidic soil with high organic matter. And these edaphic conditions naturally fed the plants with ammonium from the soil. And if high bush blueberries are deprived of ammonium, they are not growing well, they are sad, they are not producing good amount of fruit. Furthermore, in eastern Washington, in the last decade, we have seen that rapid increase in area under blueberry production, with growers planting the blueberry plants outside of their natural habitat, generally in soil pH higher than 7.5. And this can drastically affect the availability of ammonium to plants, as in high pH soil, the ammonium in the soil, present in the soil, is being rapidly converted into nitrate. So how I'm going to fix this problem for my plants? Neither I can take and uproot my plants and bring them to the natural habitat, nor I'm going to ask the farmers to not grow them outside of their natural habitat. So in my master research, I came up with an idea to feed my plants with ammonium-rich fertilizer sources. And how I'm going to measure the ammonium and nitrate? By installing the plant root stimulator. I call them pseudo roots, which help them to quantify the amount of ammonium and nitrate in the soil. And based on that amount, hopefully I'll be able to pin down the right food for them. Thank you.